This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's been a trade involving a player from Plaquemine, Louisiana.
I know, Devon Godchild.
That's right.
Yep, going to New Orleans.
That's right.
Yeah.
You think it helps a Cajun going back home like that?
Yeah, he's been around for a long time, so I think he's at the point now where he understands his career, how to deal with people. I think Devon's eight years?
Yeah, something like that.
So, you know, so he's been in Miami. He's been in New England. Now he's going down there. He can deal with it at this point. But young, early, nah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Nah. Just like DC kids coming home.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to open the phone lines up. I'd like to give everybody an opportunity. We're a half hour till the tampering period. Stuff's going to start happening fast. It is a hell of a day for Twitter to be down. This is a serious, like, informational overload.
Has the NFL crashed Twitter? That's what's happening?
Dude, hard not to think that.
Yeah.
Here's my thought. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The clock's going to strike noon. It's going to be legal tampering. What's the one move you want Washington to make? What's that one shefty bomb that drops at 12:02 that you're hoping for?
The Washington Commanders have traded for Trey Hendrickson.
That's your one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that, like, I look at this team. I look at what makes them automatically better from last year. And I think a guy of his caliber coming off the edge.
Not wrong. So. I went to tweet that and realized I can't. His Twitter's broken. Jeff, what's your one move, dude?
Honestly, JP, the move I want to hear before tomorrow is that we re-signed Jeremy Chinn. Because there's a market out there for him, and there's other teams looking, so.
Sure. Safety's going to be really hard to figure out. The other part, you can say before tomorrow, but Chin could agree to a deal at 12:03. I mean, it's possible. They've been able to wrap up a lot of their own kind of personal young guys, but it doesn't mean there won't be other teams coming for him. I'm going to check in with Chauncey in Raleigh. Chauncey, what's the one move you want to hear?
Man, we need to get that cornerback from the 49ers, Ward.
Charvarius Ward, that's your pick?
Yeah. Cincinnati is asking too much for Trey Henderson, man.
What constitutes too much for a dude that had 17 and a half sacks last year?
Man, we only got 6 picks. They're going to want 2 of them.
What if one of them is 2026?
Well, they could get one this year, one next year, but the thing gonna be what the price gonna be, what they're gonna be asking for since the Myles Garrett signing.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of pricing involved. All right, man.
Yeah.
You want Ward? Okay. I'm not mad at it. Thanks, dude. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
All right.
800-636-1067.
We're not getting anything from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
800-636-1067.
Got a little Louisiana in there, too, though.
Yeah, I thought it sounded a little Bayou-ish. Heavy metal, what's your what's the one move you want to hear?
I'd probably go for Trey Hendrickson. I know it's going to cost a lot, but I want to see the edge position get cleaned up. And with Myles Garrett off the table, we got to get somebody in there. So
far, two votes Hendrickson, one vote Chin, one vote Ward. Let's go to KP. KP, what up? What's the one move you want to hear?
Yo, what up?
Hey, man, we got you.
Hey, man, listen. First, thank you for taking my call, man. Somebody already said it. I just want to see Ward or Hufanga. Let's go ahead and lock up their secondary, right? You put my boy Sanders still back in the inside. So whenever they get that dog on the edge to hunt the quarterback, man, they don't have to send Bobby or Luvu. They can play more coverage because those wide receivers on the outside locked up. I want to see Ward. Ward, or if we can't get Ward, if not Ward, I still want Ward. Ward or Hufanga.
I like Hufanga. Right. Safety from the Niners is going to become available. I like how he said, even if we can't get Ward, I want Ward. So just
yeah,
so we're clear,
sure you bring him.
KP, it seems like you want Ward.
Absolutely. Give me Ward. And look, I'm in Mississippi. It's 12. It is 12 for y'all at 11:01. I want breaking news.
All right.
Go ahead and lock it in.
Well, I believe, sir, if I may ask, Charvarius Ward is also from Mississippi, is my understanding. Is that a factor in your desire for Charvarius Ward to land in D.C.?
I didn't know that. That's new information. I don't know. I just know he could be from Mississippi. He could be from Tennessee or Louisiana. I just want him on the other side of Lattimore at 12:01.
I got you,
he's
brother.
He's from Macomb, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, that's not too far from me. I didn't know that.
There you go.
Really got to have him now, baby. Load him up.
Thanks, dude.
Y'all be careful.
All right, brother, be cool, man.
Now, our guy White Brian is obviously a Giants fan. Now, White Brian, the good news is you guys at least stabilized the quarterback situation. You re-signed Tommy DeVito. Is there a specific move you want to happen at 12:01?
Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers to Ontario, Aaron Rodgers to anywhere.
You don't want Aaron Rodgers to come to your team?
Anywhere but New York.
Might make you better, though, man. Or not.
Might make you something. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something. Let's try D.C. and Northeast. D.C., what up? What's the move you want?
Man, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's up?
I feel so lucky to get through to three different people. Thank y'all for taking my call. I made this statement before. Number one, sign Jeremy Chin, but moving from safety to strong side linebacker. He's tall, he's fast, and he can keep up with the tight ends. What do you think about that?
Strong side linebacker has more than just checking the tight end, dog. You got to check on them guards.
Yeah, there's a lot involved in the run game.
Yeah.
He's not.
Okay, I respect that. Yeah. Okay, now, as far as the ends, that guy from Cincinnati, Henderson.
Yeah.
I think he got 14 last year, right? 14 sacks?
17 and a half each of the last two seasons.
Hell yeah.
I would prove you want him for sure now, huh?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I'm kind of happy we didn't get the whole Garrett thing because it would have cost so much to get him.
Well, it's harder to even think he was ever available.
Yeah, I think that was just a whole ploy to get paid.
Well, and that's okay. That's what you do this time.
No, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with it, but I'm saying we got to stop getting so excited every time somebody come up because a lot of guys trying to use it.
Thanks for the call, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah, appreciate you,
bro. Hey, one thing. Hey, B. Mitch, I met you at Ivy City about two or three years ago. I just want to say you're a classy dude, bro.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
And get to the Hall of Fame.
All right,
y'all have a good one.
Gotcha.
All right, JP.
See you, buddy. That was a good call. Sure. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to call in. What's the one move you want to hear for the Commanders in free agency? It opens in 19 minutes, folks. Get ready.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.